Welcome to the Going Merry Podcast, the number one One Piece rewatch podcast on the internet. My name is Derek, and I am your host. And as always, I have my two amazing co-hosts with me. Whitney, how are you today?
I'm great, Derek, for once.
That's good. And let's go ahead and move on to Amanda before you keep talking. Amanda, how are you?
I'm fine.
That's good.
Long day.
I was hoping you would keep talking more so Whitney couldn't. So we're just going to go on to Garrett now. Garrett, welcome back. It's been so long. It's
What's up,
been
guys?
so long.
It's been so long.
How you been, buddy?
I'm good. I'm good. I caught up to y'all way too fast. I'm already past y'all by like 12 episodes, so
Okay.
probably gonna keep zooming, but now I'm disappointed because I can't listen, like binge listen to y'all's podcast at work.
Oh man.
Sorry to disappoint, guy.
I
But on the
just
bright
need to
side
do
of
marathon podcasting. You guys have all the time in the world, right? Let's just
Yeah,
watch it
so much
24/7.
time. Yeah. Just
Let's do
feel
it.
free to keep messaging me as you're going. Like I'm excited to get your thoughts on everything.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Derek's seen it, so he'll be able to
Yeah,
talk
I'll
to
be
you
able to
about
like
it.
talk with you about shit.
For sure. I'm gonna try not to get too far ahead, but I can't promise anything.
Yeah, don't make that promise. Just let it go. Speaking of your thoughts, so what have you thought so far? Because like last time we talked to you, you hadn't seen any of the anime.
Yeah, so we made that deal. You'd watch JJK and then me watch 45 episodes of this. And the first 40 took me several months to do. And then the moment Luffy slapped his hat on Nami's head, I'm like, it's go time.
Feels that moment's a
Boom.
little different.
And yeah, it's kind of just off from there.
Sweet, sweet.
I've really liked it so far. Zoro's
Good.
my favorite.
Zoro's your favorite?
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
I get that. Zoro's fucking awesome. I
I
get
love
that for
seeing
sure.
like in the Discord that we're all in and Garrett gets excited about an episode and I know exactly where he's at and I just like seeing somebody watching it for the first time getting excited about something. I don't know. It gives me joy to see that he's enjoying it so much.
Like the fucking giants.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, "What are those?" And I was like, "I don't know. What are they?"
Got a
We
Luffy
may
giant.
have an answer for everybody today.
That was perfect timing, actually. So this week we watched episodes 93 to 95 to wrap up the Sky Island arc. Let's go to Whitney first. What'd you think of these episodes?
Not a lot of action here. Just a wrap up. Everybody seems to be in good spirits, which was nice. I'm not sure if I just it's been so long, but I feel like the crew has fought a lot more amongst themselves here than they did before, and that could just be distance or time away from being on the Grand Line and me not remembering it. But I just feel like they bicker a lot up here. So they went back to bickering because we hadn't seen that a lot. Once all the fighting started. So there was a little bit of that. There was a lot of like wistful, I don't know, like the war is over. We don't have to fight anymore kind of celebration. And, that was fine. And then the last episode we watched just left off at the craziest part where I'm just like, I need to watch ahead now. And it was really difficult to not go on because they're back and something crazy is happening.
Of
And then we have
course.
to wait.
Absolutely. Amanda, how about you?
Honestly, they felt a little anticlimactic. I don't know. It was like it was so many episodes leading up to this, and then it was just done. And I was really
Agreed.
annoyed with the crew, honestly, in the last
Yes.
couple of episodes, and we can get into that. But I was just like, what the fuck, man? What? What are you doing?
Yes. Agreed.
Yep. But yeah,
Okay.
I do want to see what happens next because we did leave off on a quite a cliffhanger there, so we'll see.
Garrett, how about you? What'd you think of these episodes?
I thought they were pretty funny. I mean, I get a lot of laughter out of very small things from the show. And so just small stuff is pretty funny. And like, I don't know. It's just like, especially with Zoro, because like I'm a big Vegeta guy from Dragon Ball. And so it's just like you get these goofy moments from Zoro, and like I hearing his voice being the same voice actor and everything, it makes me think of Vegeta, but Vegeta doing something silly, and that's like my favorite stuff in Dragon Ball. And so Zoro doing the silly stuff is just it's great. And I just yeah, it was I they were funny.
And see, I know I've talked about it on here before, though. That was what some people didn't like about the live action Zoro, was they felt like Zoro in the anime does a little bit, he's still a serious guy, but he does silly stuff, and they just felt like that silly stuff wasn't there in the live action. Like, it didn't bother me much, but like I see what they're talking about, But I liked these episodes. I mean, they were fine. I did like the scenes with Robin, like in the Poneglyph and interacting with Gonfall and the chief and everything like that. I loved that. And then yeah, just a few interactions with the crew and stuff like that were really funny to me. So yeah, I mean, it was a good wrap up. Not much real meat there, just some new information and stuff like that. So before we get started, we did get a response from one of our listeners on one of our episodes on Spotify. It was our job security episode, which is where we went over Inaru and Luffy's first clash and figuring out that his powers don't affect Luffy. And for the listener that sent this out, I apologize. It did not actually give me a name or anything like that. All I saw was profile picture, so I'm sorry I can't shout you out. But you did. So he said, I'm university educated, and I still didn't think about the rubber versus electricity component. So
Thank God.
Garrett,
I felt so stupid.
did it click for you?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I'm
Was
telling.
the moment his power was electricity, I was like, oh, we're good.
Damn.
I'm telling you, this little thing is it's like that the movie Glass Onion with Daniel Craig, and like he's going over the whole plan and the breakdown of everything at the end, and he's like, this is just so dumb. And like Kate
Yeah.
Hudson jumps in and she's like, it's so dumb, it's brilliant. N No,
No,
it's
just
just
dumb.
dumb. It's like the simplest thing. Nobody even considers it, and I love it. It's so funny. So thank you for the response, though. I'm glad that that it got you a little bit.
Thank you for not making me feel so bad.
Okay, I guess we can jump into 193 here. The fantastic sound of the bell rings across the sky, and everyone looks up, including Mont Blanc Cricket. As he looks up, he finally explains that the giants that we saw at the beginning of the arc are likely just sky people that have that are having their shadows magnified from the clouds above. Luffy's shadow hangs over the clouds as of Jaya as the bell continues to ring. Everyone relaxes, understanding that the fighting is finally over. All those that were thought to be dead appear from the trees, including Paguya. Even with his body and his Maxim torn apart from the battle with Luffy, Enru continues to rise into the sky, headed for his endless berth. Wiper wakes and finds a strange mixture of people huddled around him. He is ready for a fight until he sees the party going on outside. The Sky People, Shandorians, and Straw Hats all celebrate together. Before I hand it off, nobody dies in One Piece! What
Yeah, no stakes there.
the Amanda, what I'll just let what do you think of 193?
This one wasn't too bad. Yes, that was a lot of my notes was like, what the fuck? Kaunas' dad is alive. Okay. And yeah, everyone's alive. Eneru's still alive, still going off on whatever adventure he's going on now. I thought it was really sweet that Nola was crying when she heard the bell, or he, I still don't know what gender the snake is, but Big Snake was crying. That was cute. We find out what the giants were. I guess it was just shadows of the people. So I guess, I mean, I suppose that makes sense. I don't, it's a better explanation than there just being random giants there that we never got to see otherwise. And I'm glad everybody kind of got together and realized that they don't have to fight anymore. And then the sky people are taking care of Wiper, which is nice. And I thought it was kind of, I don't know why they like linger. I thought they lingered on this for a little while, but Zoro was like really asking about Wiper's injuries and making sure Chopper was treating him first, which was kind of nice. And I was like, are they going to be best friends? Like Kagura and Nolan? That doesn't seem like they did, but I was hoping for that. That would have been kind of a nice
Would have been
tie-in to have
fun.
another set of friends. I guess in
I
the
could see
end,
those
they
two
all
getting
kind
along really
of,
well too.
yeah, they wouldn't talk a lot. They would just
No.
kind of like sit there and like grunt
Like
and like drink a lot, probably.
just grunt and nod at each other randomly
Yeah.
in understanding.
Yeah, they'd like say one sentence every hour and a half and be like, yep.
Yep, that would be really
Sitting in
funny,
a hill.
actually.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm glad it kind of wrapped up the way that it did. But it seemed really fast, I guess, just because I think I expected it to take a little longer. I mean, I know even though we kind of like did wrap it up in the last episode, it like really kind of was like, okay, everything's fine now.
Yep, we're all done now.
Yeah.
Boom. Kara, what about you? What'd you think of 193?
I thought it was really cool, the giants being the shadows. That was a really cool touch, and Luffy being in the clouds was really cool. I will say I can't remember his name. I just wrote down Pops. He said he wasn't confident that people lived in the sky, but he did, like he knew how to make the ship to go up the stream. So like I wonder if he's attempted it himself at some point, and
I
that's
mean,
how he knew how to build a ship to go up the knockup stream.
that's an interesting thought. I never really had thought about it that way. I
Especially
knew.
because he spent so much time looking underwater for the island, so it's a good point.
And he obviously knew about all of the rumors and everything like that. So, I mean, yeah, it would make sense if maybe he did try it.
Yeah. And then yeah, I'm there with the Eneru's lightning does nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Right? Everyone's fucking fine.
I know everybody was like so worried when people got struck by lightning, but then every single one of them recovered.
Yep.
Like,
I like how he's like, you're talking about he died, and someone's like, I miss him, and then he's like, yeah, me too.
yeah, they're like, wait, what?
And then Luffy continues, yeah, me three.
What a silly moment. I like that.
I know I did a double take when I saw him because I was like, wait a minute. Was that the same guy or is it like
Yeah.
another guy with a huge like beard
With an
thing?
afro on
Like,
his face.
yeah. Like, well, okay. That was such a dramatic death, too. I feel like Konos was
Know.
falling for a very long time and was like, Father, no. It was like, no, he's fine.
Yeah. I
It
mean, well,
was.
it was the same with Pell too, remember? Like they had the
Yeah.
sad music and the
Oh, yeah.
flashbacks, and then
Oh, Pell.
he's
Yeah,
fine.
he's still kicking around. Like, why even
Good for
do all
him.
that? I don't know.
That was the thing that a lot of people liked about the live action is people actually died in the live action.
What happened to the other dude, though? Noah standing there. He died.
And we didn't,
Yeah,
yeah, we never did see him.
he wasn't important enough, I guess.
Yeah, the only time anyone dies is
Delamere, she's the only
flash.
one who's like died for real,
If
right?
you die
And
in a flashback,
the old doctor.
you're actually dead. So the doctor died in a flashback, he's
And
actually dead.
Chopper's, yeah.
Bellemere, yeah.
Right.
So yeah, if you die in a flashback, no, you're fucking dead. If you die in real life, no, you're fine. It'll buff out.
Interesting.
I'm gonna have to try to remember that from now on because I totally forgot about that role until he showed back up.
It's
Yeah,
that's the
and
anime
he
rule. Exactly, that's the anime role. It's gonna be so funny. Anytime someone like gets shot right in the fucking face, oh, he's fine.
especially like early anime, like nobody dies.
Yeah, he's good.
You know how many times Goku dies?
Exactly, he dies all the fucking time.
Man dies every couple years.
Whitney, what about you? What'd you think of 193?
Early in the episode, when it was showing the replay of Luffy attacking Inaru, it just cracked me up. I missed it last time when he's doing all these crazy moves and he says, "Let it rain." I don't know. That just made me giggle. I didn't. I thought it was nice that Wiper seemed to care about Noland as a figurehead in their history, because obviously he was so angry for the majority of the arc, but it was nice to see that he actually placed importance on that story of his people. So that was kind of nice. I felt really sorry for the poor snake. I thought she was sleeping still, but then I realized she was crying and that made me feel really bad. But she was crying early before we knew the bell was there. And I guess maybe that's why, like, because we saw in flashbacks that she had memories from that area. It made me feel bad for her, but I'm glad she's okay. Kind of annoyed that Inaru got a happy ending. It seemed like he didn't seem fazed by any of it. He's like, haha, I'm going to my endless verth, and makes me wonder if he's going to come back. Because it kind of just looked like he was sailing to the moon in that ending shot. About Zoro wanting to help Wiper. And have him taken care of. I just thought it was so funny that Zoro's like, no, take care of him first. And Sanji's just like, get wrecked. That guy sucks. You know, like, let him die.
It's like, what
Just
is the enemy? No.
yeah, like the difference between that just cracked me up. Because I miss Sanji where he was absent for so long after being, I guess him and Usopp seem to recover least quickly from the lightning blast out of everybody, which is
They went
crazy
down
because
for
they
a
only got struck
while.
once. Yeah, and Wiper got struck like 3 times. Zoro got struck several times. So I don't know. Continuing with this, Konos's dad coming back, it cracked me up when they realized he was alive. He goes, "I'm sorry, I'm alive." It's just like, why are you sorry? It's like he genuinely was apologizing, like, "Sorry, I'm alive." And I did think that, every now and then they drop a little nugget of wisdom, like a really nice quote. And the chieftain of the Shandorans did this episode for me. He said at the end, "We are all bound together, made brothers by the war." And I thought that was so nice, that they fought together and they were fighting for a common cause against a common enemy. And that kind of cements that the 400-year long, I think, conflict is over, which was kind of nice.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. I definitely see where you're talking about with that. I did like that quote. So I know Whitney was asking about the Endless Verth a couple weeks ago, and it sounded like you kind of figured it out, which it did kind of point to it. Eru's Endless Verth, his ultimate goal, where he wanted to go, is the moon.
Oh, really? I
It
didn't
is
realize. I
just
didn't draw that conclusion at all.
it
What an
is actually the
idiot.
moon. Like, he wanted to go someplace where it's just endless land. If you think about it, there is nothing on the fucking moon.
And zero air. Good luck, Inaru.
Does he need air? He's made of lightning.
Well, speaking of air, I forgot to bring this up earlier. When they had that huge party and that gigantic like bonfire, I was like, would that have been that big of a fire because they're up so high and there's less oxygen, so how is the fire that big?
It's SpongeBob rules.
It's a
Yeah,
stronger fire.
I know.
I never thought of that, but that's a good point.
So
The moon.
this is one of the
Good riddance. Sorry.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Rest in
Just gonna go
pieces.
hang out with Captain America.
So Oda does these cover stories on his in manga to where it's not actually in the manga chapters, and there's only one of these cover stories that's ever been actually animated. And they are canon. The only one that's ever been animated was it would have been, let's see, I think episodes 68 and 69. It was the training with Kobe and Helmeppo and Garp, like where they first meet Garp and train with him a long time ago. That was a cover story that got animated, and that's the only one that's been animated so far. Eneru got a cover story for his arrival on the moon. So what happens is he finds a race of small robots known as Automata, and they are being oppressed by a group of space pirates. And with his electrical power, Eneru is able to provide the Automata with some extra juice and help them overthrow the space pirates. After the battles are won, he is able to use his powers to run their cities, and he finally becomes the god that he has always claimed to be.
Wow.
So that is where Eneru is at right now, is
Does
he
it
is
show what the space pirates look like? I really want to know what they look like.
I'll have to see if I can find it. I'm sure it does. But yeah, so that's where Eneru is at right now. He's ruling over robots on
He's
the
the robot overlord. That's wild.
I mean, that makes sense, I guess.
So, and it's canon too. It's really stupid, and I love it. But yeah, he's like sitting up there in Oda's back pocket. Like, I honestly feel like Eneru could come back at any time. Anything else on this one before we move on to episode 194?
Let's
Okay.
go.
As everyone sleeps, Luffy wakes up Nami and tells her that they are going to steal the treasure and run. But the two get into a screaming match over who is louder at the current point in time, causing the entire camp to wake up. In the morning, a Shandorian reveals that they found where the Golden Bell landed. The Shandorians gather to keep it from falling off of Sky Island, but they are unable to budge it. The people of Sky Island appear and help as well. Together, they are able to lift the bell and bring it back up to safety. While Nola sleeps, four of the Straw Hats explore her insides for gold that has been accidentally eaten. Robin approaches the Sky People as they gaze in awe of the bell. Finally, she lays her eyes on the poneglyph at the base of the bell. It reveals the location of another ancient weapon called Poseidon. When she is about to walk away in disappointment, one of the other Shandorians points out a second inscription on the side of the base. It is an inscription left by Goldie Roger. Robin explains that there are two kinds of poneglyphs, informational and directional. This particular poneglyph is informational, since Roger and now herself have both gotten the information from it, its purpose has been fulfilled. The Shandorians no longer need to fight and sacrifice lives to protect it as they have done for hundreds of years. Since the Sky People have no use for gold, they decide they are going to give it all to the Straw Hats. There is some kind of miscommunication when the Straw Hats believe that the Sky People are charging in anger instead of gratefulness. They flee and leave all of the extra gold behind that the Sky People wanted to give them. Winnie, let's start with you this time.
So aggravating. Luffy got on my nerves so bad this episode, and Nami. But I will say that he made one of the funniest jokes just because it's something I would say when he and Nami are arguing about being loud. And he says, "You know what you are, Nami? Loud." That struck me so funny. Like, I would say that, and I probably have said that at some point to many, many people. But at first, when he got up and he was like placing his hands frantically, I'm like, what is he looking for? Because it was like he was looking for something. And then he says, there they are. And I'm assuming he meant the crew. But of course, they wake all these people up, and some random angel's like, boy, those blue sea people sure do like to party, don't they? Yeah. And did you not mention back when they had that crazy bonfire with the wolves? Did you not say that was like super important?
Oh,
Am I
extremely
misremembering that?
important. That is the most important scene in this entire arc.
Why? Did we
I
get an
can't,
answer for that?
no, I can't tell you that. It's
But
not,
the arc is over.
I know, but this is something that pays off in the long haul. It's like,
Okay.
yeah.
I'm gonna Google
I
it.
was waiting. I
No,
was
don't
waiting for
fucking, don't you fucking dare.
the answer. I was waiting for the answer because the arc is over, and I was like, "There's no wolves. Like, there's
No. Yeah, I thought
nothing."
about that last episode with the fire. I was like, is this supposed to like be the same? I don't
Yeah, like I expected them to be there, and
know.
something happened, but that didn't happen. Usopp back to his old ways here. Conflating rubber bands to these ignorant sky dwellers, the super rare, and he took down the. I don't remember what he said. He was single-handedly used the rubber band to win the war or battle.
To take down Giant Jack, that's what it was.
Yeah, and then he gets all these dials, which he's super proud of, and the one that he keeps using over and over. I was like, why the fuck is he saying that over and over? And then you realize it's just the thing that people my age had in the 90s where you talk into it from Home
Talk
Alone.
back.
Yeah, mine was pink because girls, right? But yeah, it was just like that. It was like a seashell that repeated what he said, which was kind of funny because it was getting on Zora's nerves. It was really nice that Robin finally was able to find some poneglyphs and read them. And nobody else could read them. Poseidon, that was exciting, interesting. I love Greek mythology. And she mentioned the other weapon that she learned about from Crocodile, which I didn't remember at all, or that it was a weapon or important.
Pluton, yeah.
Yeah, Pluton. And we get a little bit of Gold Roger here, and I wanted so much more, like so much more. I needed more lore from Gold Roger. But he was there. We know that. He etched his name in some, I guess, instructions or like what he was doing with the poneglyph or whatever.
You
And
know, like
I can't remember.
badass philosophy, you know, shit. I mean,
Yeah. And I can't remember who she was talking to here. Was it Gonfall, maybe?
Gonfall. She was
Yeah.
talking a
And
little bit to Gonfall and then a little bit to the chief. So I'm not, yeah, I don't.
I think it was Gonfall that was like, oh yeah, I knew Gold Roger.
Yeah.
And Luffy reminds me of him, which I've always suspected they're related somehow, and says they even share the same middle initial, Gold D. Roger, Monkey D. Luffy, which is nice. I got a little aggravated at Robin because why does she not tell them that they're trying to give them gold? I don't understand
I
because
thought
she
it was
just thinks
fucking
it's funny.
hilarious.
But like, I don't know. But this is actually the episode I remember that they're pirates because they don't really do bad things normally, but they're like, oh yeah, we got to steal some treasure because we're pirates. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. That's why they are pirates technically. So yeah, it was just one of those like miscommunication things. I was like, you guys are missing out on a lot more gold because Luffy's like, look at all this gold we have. And it's one little satchel full compared to this giant rod of gold they're trying to give to them.
They could have completely like, they could have put a nice gold coat on the entire Gaunt Mary.
They could have. I think at the very beginning of next episode, I think Usopp even ref is like talking to Robin, like refers to the thing that they were carrying as a cannon. She's like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah. I just think it's so funny that like it's her own little private joke and I'm like maybe she'll never tell them. It's just something she thinks about and likes to chuckle in the middle of the night, which I kind of like now that I'm thinking about it more. Her own little private joke.
Oh yeah, I thought it was hilarious. Amanda, what about you?
Yeah, I really liked all the stuff with Robin. I guess I'll get to that second because I feel like there's more to say, but there's just like a bunch of other random stuff that happened. Usopp was making me think about Victor Timely when he was like trying to sell all of his wares to the poor people.
I get,
Because
yep,
it
I
had
see
that
it.
like old-timey music in the background. It had that funny like
Yeah, he's like a
piano.
snake oil salesman, kind of.
Yes, yeah. And then I don't know what the Zoro was just practicing, I guess, with his swords, but we were just talking before we started recording about Avatar, and it reminded me of Avatar because he was like, fire, water. And I was like, what is he doing? He was just slicing a rock. I'm like, okay.
It
What
was
song
funny
is
to
that?
me. It was funny to me that scene because he was like, air, fire, light, all of these can be cut. And then he cuts a rock. I'm like, but you didn't just cut
I
any of
know.
those.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't
So
know
is
what he
he
was
like
doing.
practicing to cut people like Inaru who can turn into other things?
Maybe.
Like Smoker? Oh my
Trying to learn
God,
how
I
to
hate that stupid
actually hit.
Forgot about Smoker.
Trying to actually hit like Logia's, like Ace.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but
No,
damn it,
you're good.
Whitney.
I didn't think about that. I completely forgot about it. So the reason I said earlier I was annoyed with the crew is because, like, I understand that they don't really have a use for the gold, but they're still stealing from these people behind their backs. And, like, they're all helping them. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, why are you so rude? Like, why do you have to, like, I get they're pirates, whatever, I get it. But, like, that was just, that for some reason was really bugging me. I'm like, why are you being so mean to, like, just ask for it if you know that they don't need it. Be like, hey, do you mind if we like take this? Like, why are you trying to steal it at night when nobody's awake?
I feel
Whatever.
like
Serves them
I've
right that they didn't get the huge golden rod.
yeah.
Go on, the thing looked like a giant golden penis. It really
It did.
did.
It did. I tried
That's
not to
fine.
say it earlier, but
It
oh
did.
well.
I feel
Yeah.
like Nami was so proud of her captain there when he woke her up in the middle of the night. Let's get gold.
Yeah.
Dollar sign eyes.
Right? I
Yeah, I
don't know
know.
that she's ever, I don't know that Luffy has ever said, hey, we want gold.
I
I
know,
know,
that
it's
kind of
kind of like,
surprised me.
yeah, it felt a little out of character too. So, I mean, but yeah, I guess moving on from that, I really liked all the stuff with Robin. I also like that she has a new outfit. Don't know where that came from.
I like that
I feel like
outfit.
they did get some new outfits, but anyway. Yeah, the Poseidon thing kind of threw me off. I guess I didn't really expect to hear that name in here, but maybe we'll find out a little bit more about it. And then I was kind of surprised that she didn't notice Goldie Rogers' inscription that was like right there in the front in gold. They were like, well, wait, what about that? I'm like, you really didn't notice that one? But I liked all the backstory that we got about the different kinds, and then we're just watching her have this complete like epiphany because she's reading what he wrote and had to do with like he said he would guide the passage to the ends of the earth. So then she figures out that like all of the poneglyphs are connected and they'll like getting it sounds like getting information from all of them will help her find the Rio poneglyph that she's looking for. So I guess I wonder how many of them she's found, if it's just the two that we've seen so far, or if there have been like other ones that,
Been more.
yeah, okay, that's cool. I think that's about all I had on that one.
Garrett, what about you?
I thought it was really cool seeing, like, because Whitney mentioned last episode the quote that the chief says about, like being made brothers by, like that. It was really cool, like actually seeing everybody, like, all right, hey, let's go get this bell and get it about of the water. Of course, Luffy broke the bell though, because how else would Luffy do it?
I know, right?
But that thing is massive.
Yes, that's what she said.
You're welcome. No, the whole Robin part was really cool. Just learning the poneglyph stuff, and I really want to start seeing these super weapons.
Yeah,
Like,
that'd be cool.
well, Just curious as to what they are.
for sure. Like, is it because there's no way it's just like a cannon.
Yeah. Because then it wouldn't be a super weapon.
I mean, maybe it's maybe I mean just giant
Maybe,
cannons.
yeah, maybe it's just a really big fucking cannon. I will
Poseidon's
say
just a
though,
water cannon.
it whenever Robin and all the townspeople were coming back with the golden penis, they and like the crew is like, Robin, come on, we gotta go, and like they all start running. I haven't seen Robin run until that.
Oh,
Like
yeah.
that, I think that goes to show like she likes this these people.
She does. She's having a ton of
Like
fun.
nothing rushes Robin. Robin moves at Robin's pace.
For her.
Yep.
And so like seeing her run after the crew was cool to see. And then just Usopp, of course, had to lie about something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Usopp
Absolutely.
be Usoppin'.
I thought it was so we see the Roger inscription on the side of the Poneglyph, and I thought it was cool because like now we know not only was Roger somehow able to read the Poneglyphs, but he was able to write in the language as well, which is really cool. Because like we don't even know that Robin can write in it necessarily. And then I liked the scene with the chief, and she's explaining everything, and she's explaining that, hey, the point of this poneglyph is to pass down information, because I've read this and because Roger read it, the information has been passed. You no longer need to protect this poneglyph. And he's like, does that mean our duty has finally been fulfilled? And he's tearing up, he's crying, like this man is full-blown ugly crying. And it would have been so funny to me, and I would have done it if I was Robin, because I'm that much of a dickhead. I would have been like, oh no, you still need to fight, like don't get too excited. Just to see his face just completely change expression, that would have been so fucking funny to me. I would have loved it. I really wish he would have done
You're a
that.
jerk.
I know, I'm fucking terrible. No, this whole scene here, like and like listening to Robin soak up this information and talking to Gonfall, because we actually earlier in the arc, and it was something that we talked about, was Gonfall had mentioned he had a friend that was a pirate, from about 20 years ago or so. And so that right there was already a hint to Roger. But it was cool, like listening to this conversation with Robin and the chief and Gonfall. And like I've given this arc a lot of shit while we've been watching it and everything. I know that a lot of people have a habit of just skipping Sky Island. And while I will say that there's a lot of it that doesn't feel relevant, and that's true, but there are also a lot of moments that are. Like I said, the bonfire scene is huge, for One Piece. And also the other thing that's huge is just seeing where Robin fits into the crew. That's been this arc, because she joined the crew right at the end of the last arc, and literally the last episode. And now going into this next arc, I've already said on here, this next arc is very Robin-centric. You need the relationship that she has built with the crew here in this arc if you're going to fully be able to grasp the next arc.
Watch the
So,
next few episodes.
yes. So I did just want to talk about that. All of this stuff with Robin, especially this where she's actually having fun with the crew, like Garrett said, where she's running and she's keeping these like little secrets to herself in like a joking matter. I loved it. So this arc, even though it doesn't necessarily feel like it's her arc, this is a setup for her arc, I guess you would say. So this arc is extremely important, and I don't think a person should skip it, like I know several do.
Could
But
you imagine Nami's freak out when if Robin was ever like, yeah, y'all know that big cannon, that was all gold.
that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, I was kind of wanting Robin to tell Nami just to see her like freak out.
Wait until they get back down so that way they can't go back and get
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, I will say though, the Nami in the arc has her own little mini arc when she's like trapped with Aang. She like says, I think for the first time, like, my friends are more important than gold. And so I feel like that's character growth.
That's what I said too. Yeah, I totally agree. That was the one time I was like, okay, Nami, you
Okay,
actually do care
Nami.
about people a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, 195. The Chief and Gonfall discuss that with all of the conflict finally ended, the Shandorians and Skypeans can finally live in peace. However, they still need a leader. Everyone, including the Shandorians, demand that Gonfall take the position, and he reluctantly accepts after some convincing. Konnis and Paguya escort the Straw Hats to Cloud End. The Mary sails down a massive slope and off the ramp to a free fall. The Straw Hats scream bloody murder until Konnis calls for an octopus balloon that grabs them. The bell rings as the octopus slowly lowers them down through the sky. The slow descent is so boring that Luffy decides to jump on top of the octopus like a trampoline. Sanji finally realizes what's happening and flips out. The octopus is shrinking, and if it gets too small before they hit the ocean below, they will plummet the rest of the way. The ship begins falling faster and faster until the balloon is all out of air. With some quick thinking, Usopp uses some breath dials to slow the ship down. The octopus completely deflates, and the ship comes crashing down anyway. Finally, they float in the ocean once again. Garrett, let's start with you. 195. Your mute's on, buddy.
Solid. I've done that multiple times. I've been like, I'll like hop into a conversation and I'm like, no, but it's cool seeing that they're finally gonna get back to the ocean, get to rolling on the Grand Line some more, see what more that has to offer. But it's Luffy being a goof, man. Just dog, just go sit in the corner and wait until we're docked.
Yeah,
They
somebody
have
needs to
to.
like lock him in a room.
They really have to babysit their captain all the
They need one of those freaking the cages that have the bars.
The sea prism stone.
Yeah,
Oh,
just
yes.
throw Luffy in there when they're on the ship, man. Like, bro ruined everything. No, it was a good episode though.
Amanda, how about you?
I didn't have a whole lot on this one because it was like they were just falling for most of the episode. I did think it was kind of funny how like they weren't told about the total just free fall until it was happening, and then Konnis and Paguya's delivery is just always so pleasant. So they were like, "Have fun while you're falling," and then I liked the octopus though. That was a cool little invention until Luffy ruined
And
it.
again, he ruins
I mean, you
everything.
would think, because he's ballooned himself multiple times, but I don't know. Maybe he didn't get the connection that it would deflate if he just kept bouncing on it. I kind of felt, I know, so they were ringing the bell when everybody was leaving, and I felt like they were trying to mirror the Noland and Kagura story by, sending them off with the bell and saying, this means you can come back anytime, your friends, please come back, whatever. And I did not really, I feel like that's what they were going for, but it did not have the same impact for me, just because I think because everybody was fighting the whole time that we didn't get to see like the big friendship montage like we did with Noland and Kagura, even though that was only like spread over a couple of episodes. Their relationship was a lot more impactful than this one was
Than
between the
any of
crew and the
the,
Sky People.
yeah, than really
So I
any of
was
the
like,
relationships.
yeah, I'm like, I guess that's nice, but like I would never expect them to go back there to hang out because they didn't seem like they made that kind of a connection, which is fine.
It's not like a VV connection or something like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess It was a nice thought to ring the bell. And then they land in the ocean, and I guess they perhaps run into some marines. It seems like that's what it was, just based on the noises and all the lights and stuff.
Okay, Whitney. I feel like Whitney's holding something back.
No, I'm just laughing because I did not make that connection at all. I'm like, who is this? Is it Blackbeard? Is it Whitebeard's Island? What are we doing? So, again, I'm a dum-dum. So, stick with me if
No,
you
it
can.
sounded like maybe it was like Popo sirens or something, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, see, and I see that now. I think you're totally right. I mean, it's very obvious to me after the fact, but
Fine, it's okay.
so I did think it was nice and interesting that they wanted Gonfall to govern, because they do recognize that he's a decent man, even though he wants to just work on his pumpkin farm. And I can't remember who it is that said he liked the juice from your pumpkins. Was it him or was it Conus's dad?
No, that was him. He said that to
Was it
Whitebird.
Gonfall? that's all I could think about. And I meant to say this earlier from an earlier episode. It kind of rubbed me the wrong way that the angel people were saying that they lost their land that was their birthright. And I was like, no. I mean, to be fair, they were not born when this conflict was happening, but like, birthright is a little much. Like, this was Shandoran land. But anyway, the Shandorians say that they believe the land should not be owned by any one person or group, and they think they should share it, which is nice. So it's good that they're leaving the area and they're not in conflict still. When they were falling, though, Luffy was like, "Do we really have to go back already?" And I just thought to myself, "Already? I feel like we have been in the sky for an eternity. I am beyond ready." Like when they were going back down to the Grand Line, I was just like viscerally excited because I want to be back on the ground. I was ready for it. And I'm glad that they remembered. Well, they didn't really remember. That's too much. That's giving them too much credit. The South Bird is like, "You motherfuckers who kidnapped me better not forget me." And he was so angry. I was like, why is he angry? But then I remembered, oh yeah, they brought one with them. But Luffy just continues his role as most cruel to animals, jumping on an octopus, which is one of the smartest animals in the world. Shame.
I feel
Shame
like
on
the
you, Luffy.
octopus didn't even notice it was he was there though.
Yeah, he had like a blank stare. I was
Yeah, he
cracking up
was
because at the very bottom of the screen, his eyes were just staring straight, like, yep, this again. He's probably used to it. And Nami kept saying, "We're headed to the next island." Were we supposed to know what the next island was that they were
No, they
headed
never
to?
said it.
Okay, because then she starts freaking out, like, "We don't know where we are. The wind blew us off course." And I was like, "Well, where were you supposed to be going?" Because they obviously had an idea, but they didn't say it. And I noticed here somebody mentioned the clothes earlier. Nami's shirt says
This is
"evil."
evil. Yeah. Does
Why?
it? It does
Yeah.
right over her tits. I was like, oh, evil tits. Okay.
Evil. Like,
Maybe that's why.
is that like her version of juicy? Like, that's mean.
Gross. Maybe
But like,
it wasn't
Robin's was
like
so
that.
cool because it was like this corset that does not fit her, and the whole front is just laced up and totally open, which was really cool. But then, evil. I don't like that. I
I
was
didn't even
happy
notice
to see
it.
that Usopp was a little useful here. He helped out. And it was really funny when he and because Zoro was like asleep again, as he does. And they talk about like maybe we'll see it after we die, like it's heaven or
Damn it,
whatever,
you
it's
stole my
afterlife.
quote.
I'm not gonna say the quote, but I'll let you say it. But just what he told Zoro cracked me up.
No, you can say it. It's
It
fine.
was,
Go for it.
well, I don't have the quote. It just said basically he tells Zoro he's going to hell when he dies, and that was funny. So.
It these set episodes where Zoro's like, he's sleeping and he gets woken up and he goes back to sleep and gets woken up like just moments later or something?
Yeah, so that was a set. That
Oh yeah, what does
was
he
this
yell?
episode.
He like, what well, he's
Something's
asleep and
wrong
then
or
yeah, he's like, something's wrong.
I'm like, oh no, I was dreaming.
Was dreaming. We're good. And then I'm like, what the hell?
Precious.
That was
So
funny.
precious.
I love his face. He's just like,
It's like groggy sleep face. Yeah. Sweet baby angel.
Yeah, I did love that moment from Usopp. That was really funny, that line was over at the end. I did like the scene with Locke and Aiysa whenever Locke was like cutting her hair. It was funny, and I enjoyed like getting a little one last bit of their relationship before we hit the ocean, especially kind of like a playful relationship between them, because so far the Shandorians so far have been a pretty serious people, which understandably why they've been in a war for 400 years. So it was just kind of nice to see a fun side out of them here in these episodes. I will say that for sure. And I did like, the relationship that kind of developed between Aiysa and Luffy. Like, obviously it's not like a strong one. And I will admit, like, I wouldn't mind going back again for a short period of time just to, just to see like Luffy and Aiysa reuniting, or Sanji and Konis.
In Rue's return.
And just so like Zoro and Wiper can grunt at each other, like that, it'd be funny.
I could watch that, just that, for like 5 minutes straight.
A Zoro and Wiper
I'd love it.
spinoff, that would be so
Yes.
fucking funny.
So good.
The South Bird coming back was very surprising and very funny to me. I just would not have expected the bird to be that angry about being with other South Birds and
I
being up
would
there. But
be. Are you
I
kidding?
mean, I like
If I was kidnapped?
I
I got
get
picked on.
why he probably did. Those were some big ass South
Yeah.
Birds, so I
Yeah,
mean that
that's
makes
true.
sense too. So now
Bro was probably the smallest creature in the entire forest.
he probably was. That's
Yeah.
probably true.
Yeah.
He was probably scared to death up there. So when they land, the lights hit, and them and they're in the middle of this marine fort. Really nice cliffhanger. It's not canon.
Oh,
Is it real not canon?
It is not canon.
okay, so I'm not as excited to watch the next episode now.
So, this little bit right here at the end is setting up for the filler arc that we're going into of 196 to 206. And it's all about the Straw Hats trying to get out of this marine fort. And it's a very good arc. Actually, a lot of One Piece fans hate that it's not filler because it's, or they hate that it is filler because it's so good and they wish it was canon.
I love it. It was great.
It's fun. It's very funny. It's well wrote. Like the marine, fuck, I forget what
You get
rank
some
he is.
good crew pair-ups.
Yes, the crew pair-ups are really funny. Some of the characters that get introduced, like the marine that's in charge of the fort, I really like him. He's a very smart guy and he's just fun to listen to. For any Dragon Ball fans out there is the YouTube videos of Dragon Ball Abridged, which is essentially just retelling Dragon Ball but from a more realistic perspective. So they like have a lot of cussing in it and it's really funny, and like actual reactions instead of anime reactions. And then those videos are written by the Four Star Group, which is the Four Star Group also wrote this filler arc. So you would probably, if any Dragon Ball fans out there, you might already know these people's work. So I definitely recommend watching the episodes of 196 to 206. We will not be reviewing them, but I'll probably ask Amanda and Whitney if they've watched them anyway, because they are really good. They're fun. Highly recommend them. Anything else before we jump into our extracurricular activities? Yes, Garrett.
I have some pre-podcast extracurricular activities.
Okay.
Or well, I mean, they're not really activities, more just kind of like but so I want to start off by saying the best moment in the entire arc was Zoro walking step for step with the fucking Southbird and still going the wrong direction.
I do.
It
I loved it. That was so funny.
was, I loved it. And then you said, so like some of the characters are based off of real life celebrities. And so Inaru, you said Eminem.
Yes.
Well, Eminem is my favorite artist. And so I just have some comparisons to Inaru
I
and
can't
Eminem.
wait. Hit me.
So obviously this is like early Eminem, which is
Yeah.
yeah.
Slim Shady. Slim
Yeah.
Shady. Yeah.
So obviously the name E, Eminem, Inaru, whatever. Second off, back then, like M was, I don't know if I'm using the right word, misogynistic towards women or whatever. And so Inaru has his line, I hate a cold, calculated, there's nothing more I hate than a cold, calculated woman.
Yes.
Oh shit. Now that I'm in the moment, I'm forgetting them. I should have written them down. I knew it.
That was a bad one, though, for sure.
Oh no. I'm flat as I'm
Do
stuck.
you want to think
I
about
had
it a
like two
little
more.
bit?
I had like two more. Yeah, come back to me.
Okay. Any other quotes? Nope. Okay.
No, well, no quote, but I just talking about Zoro again, it made me think of when he was when they were all fighting about the gold and stuff, and he was like, I'm just gonna go back to the ship, and they're like, you're gonna get lost.
It's so true.
Everybody knows at this point that he just cannot find himself.
I got him.
Okay.
I got
You
him.
got him? Okay.
So, Inaru is a god. Eminem is the rap god.
Okay.
And then Inaru's power is lightning, and Eminem holds the record for saying the most words in 60 seconds. So, mints
Damn.
quick like lightning.
No idea.
Interesting. Okay, that's pretty cool.
That's really cool, Garrett. I like that.
Do you know how many words it is?
Oh, I have no clue, but I can give you the song.
It,
Listen,
just curious, what's the song? Hit me.
I think it's Godzilla, I'm pretty sure.
Godzilla.
With Juice WRLD.
Okay.
Nice. I'll have
Cool.
to listen to that.
It's there.
It's a ridiculous verse. Like, dude, just the moment you think he's gonna stop, he
He
just
just
keeps
keeps
on
going.
saying words, and you're just like, breathe.
Yeah, I'm curious now. I'm gonna have to listen to that.
Did you ever listen to Ring My Bell that I sent you last week?
Did I?
Yeah.
No.
Derek.
You're the one who didn't know what it was.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I don't know this classic
I will as soon as we're
disco
done
song that
today.
everybody knows. Garrett, do you know that song?
I'm sure I've heard it before. I just,
From the
it's
70s,
not
it's like a
ringing
disco
a, I don't
song.
think so.
It's not ringing a bell.
Ha 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 ha. Man.
Okay. Pirate Pal.
Okay. So this, I've been doing people who are pretty big as far as the plot goes, but this guy was just a random Shandorian guy when they were trying to get Gonfall to be the leader of their new combined society. This one guy's like, yeah, that's all he says is yeah in the background. But I liked his look. I just thought he looked so cool. So this is our long lost Shandoran member of the Sex Pistols, complete with his cool mohawk and his earring.
Nice. That's a huge
He's a cool
earring.
looking dude.
That
It
is
is
a
a
big
big old
earring.
hoop.
And it
Big
looks
old
like it's
goop.
like right through the center of his ear and not necessarily the lobe itself.
Yeah, it looks like it's in the part that starts to go inside, which is
Yeah.
a wait. But yeah, he's cool. And the Sex Pistols are great. So there you go.
Okay.
Bet you never heard of them
410
either,
words.
Derek.
I have heard of the Sex Pistols. Thank you very much.
410 words, is that what you said?
Oh,
In a
shit.
minute?
That's
Shit.
so many.
Man, Eminem.
7.5, 7.5 words a second.
That's
What?
insane.
How? Because
Wow.
he's a rap god.
That's
He's the
crazy.
rap god. He
Son of
is.
a bitch. Now I
Damn, I
have
need to
to
listen
listen
to them.
to
Yeah,
that.
same.
Oh man. And just because of this podcast, Eminem is gonna be like, why the fuck is everybody downloading this song all of a sudden?
I mean, it's a very popular song. It's
I kind of want to
um,
read the lyrics too while I'm
I know,
listening,
like
just
I'm
to see if I can tell
like
what
that
he's
has
saying.
to be an insanely long song to write out all the lyrics.
I mean, he has a song called Rap God as well that he
That's
does
true, he does.
ridiculous ass.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of Eminem songs myself. I've heard of or I've heard a few, but
Oh, I had his first album, and when my dad found out that I had it, he took it away from me because I was a child, and it was explicit.
I mean, he literally has a song about murdering his wife at one point, so.
Yeah, for sure. Like early Eminem is
Yeah.
problematic, but he's come a long way. He's come a long. He's made amends, you know? He's done some good.
Yeah, a lot of his newer music, he like you have to really listen to it, but it's like trying to help the next generation, kind of. Like his latest song is called Laced Up, and he like talks about all the rappers who have died recently to like drug overdoses and stuff like that, and it's just like in the lyrics like telling rappers to be careful and stuff. And
Yeah.
gotcha. Cool.
Listen, I mean, people grow up and they mature, and anybody who's besties with Elton John is cool in my book.
Don't know. Is he friends with Elton John?
He is now. I think he like helped Elton John helped Eminem through a lot of stuff that he was
Oh,
going through, especially like a lot of homophobic stuff that he said and did. And I don't know. I just remember reading something about how he helped him out a lot with a lot of stuff he was going through. And so now they're friends, which is cool.
that's cool. That's cool.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah.
A manifestation.
I feel like they've all been the same lately. I just want to know more about Phonoglyphs and Robins. I guess I hope the next arc kind of goes in that
Into
direction
that more.
and that she gets some
Yeah.
time to investigate and maybe we can see some more of Zoro doing sword bending.
Yeah,
Whatever he's
sword
doing.
bending. I love that.
The
Sword bending. Yes.
More
Yeah.
Zoro fights.
I want
Okay.
both of those. Yes.
Yeah.
All of it. Piece of shit.
Everybody who stole the gold at the end.
Yeah, that
I
was rude.
mean, yeah, like I don't know here. Everything was so light and airy in these
It
three
was.
episodes.
I
It's
got
just
it.
hard to pick.
What's her name?
Nami.
Conus. Conus, for not telling him, it just fucking
Oh,
drops.
Freefall.
I
See,
put
to a
Conus
point.
down as well for that.
To a point, but also, how the hell else did they think they were going to get back down? They went
Slowly.
up really
Right.
fast. Why would
But
they
she
go
did
down
call the
slowly?
octopus balloon for
She
them.
did.
Yeah, she helped them.
I put Luffy as well for jumping on the octopus.
Yeah,
Yeah.
stop hurting animals, Luffy. If that's my one wish for Luffy is that he becomes kinder to animals, because he's a jerk to them. Every single one, we come in contact with, he is mean to them.
He wasn't mean to Laboon. Wait, I
Who's
mean, he did
Laboon?
shoot him with a cannon right off the
Yeah, I was
bat.
like, didn't he like
Oh, that
definitely
whale?
almost kill that whale?
Oh, yeah. He was so mean
Amazing.
to the whale.
He
Are you
did
kidding?
not almost kill the whale. The
He was
rabbit,
mean,
he
though.
helped the rabbit bear out of the snow. He
They
did
fought
do
them
that.
first. They fought. They kicked the shit out of them first.
Whitney, what the fuck do you want from me?
I want him to stop hurting animals.
It is
He's
rather unnecessary.
he
It
he
does not
has
do
also
anything to advance the plot.
like Shushu, maybe is the only one he didn't
Oh,
really
Shushu.
No, he did hit Shushu as well,
Oh my
but
God, Luffy. Come on.
he has left several animals as best friend.
Yeah, but you don't
Shushu,
hit them first and
Haru,
then
and
make best
Laboon
friends.
are all best friend.
But that's still not okay. Don't hit them in the
And
first place.
Nala. Like, Nala even let Luffy go inside her to get the treasure.
Don't ever say
Ugh.
that again.
Hey, I was gonna say something about that. So, if all was inside the snake, did they steal it? Because it was just gonna get digested.
I don't, well, how long has it been in there?
Yeah,
I
I
don't
don't
know.
know. I don't know.
He didn't get digested.
I mean,
What
his
do you mean
clothes
he didn't?
did.
I don't know. I mean, that's a good point. Maybe if it was her property, because it was in her belly, if she let them take it, I guess.
So if I eat something, that automatically makes it my
Was
property?
she awake though? Did
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I don't know if
That's
she
even
let them or if
worse.
she was just asleep, because he said Zoro was like, I hope they come out soon because she's going to be angry when she wakes up. So she might not have known.
Maybe.
But yeah, it's your property. You ate it.
I mean,
You were saying like you're going to go in a store and like eat a watch and be
maybe.
like, it's mine now.
You never know. Don't fucking tempt me.
You're not a 30-foot long snake either. I'm not going to be afraid to fight you.
Hey, did y'all see that video of that dude swimming next to that like 26-foot anaconda, green anaconda?
No, anything with a
Why
snake, I
would you
keep rolling.
do that?
I think I'm pretty. I think they said, don't quote me on this, but I think they said that it's like the largest snake in the world. And this dude is they. It's like at the bottom of the Amazon River, and he's like swimming next to it. And this thing's head is like a basketball.
Mm-mm. No.
That sounds terrible.
People
I'll
are
pass.
stupid. This is why people get eaten and bitten by things. Leave them alone.
Agreed.
Let them live.
So I saw this on, I don't even know what the fuck it was on. I think it was Facebook or something like that. Has anyone seen that movie, Anyone But You, with Sydney Sweeney and
I've
Glenn
not
Powell?
seen it, but I've heard of it.
It was good. I really enjoyed it. Anyway, I saw it was like an interview that Sydney Sweeney was doing on the Jimmy Fallon show. And in one of the scenes of the movie, there's like a spider that gets on Glenn Powell, I think. I don't remember very well. But they put the spider on Sydney for a scene, and they were like, don't worry about it. The spider's trained. Don't worry, you know, it's fine. And like she brought up, one, how do you train a spider?
That's what I was
But
thinking.
like, you know,
What
she's
was
like,
a
what?
spider or a tarantula?
I think it was just a spider. I don't think it was a tarantula.
Wait,
But
how do you do that?
I don't know, but they're movie
Yeah.
people.
Anyway.
anyway, so they put this spider on her as they're getting ready to shoot this scene, and they're like, "Don't worry about it. The spider's not actually gonna bite you. It's fine." So they're filming the scene, and she starts screaming bloody murder, and they're like, "Great, you're doing awesome. This is so good." And she's like, no, the spider's actually fucking biting me right now. Like, it is repeatedly biting her. And so they had to stop shooting and like apply medical attention to all these spider bites they got that she got on her arm from
Like,
this trained spider.
why not just CGI it at that point if it's just a small spider?
All that work and no one even saw that movie.
I was like, oh man, that would suck as an actor or actress, you know, like, oh yeah, no, it's trained, it's fine, and then it bites the fuck out of you.
If you want an
Train a
interesting
spider.
story, just look up The Roar. I saw this the other day. I won't go too much into it if you want to look up what it is, but it's like it's this movie that these people try to make about people living with real wildlife animals, and they actually did that exact thing. It's just made people live with actual wild animals like tigers, lions, and all sorts of shit. And it took like 10 years to make, and several people got very hurt. And
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you live with a wild animal.
like Tiger King.
You shouldn't do that. They're not trainable. I mean, they're trainable in a sense you can teach them things, but like they always have that thing in them.
Predator mentality.
Yeah. Like the chimpanzee lady. It ripped her friend's face off because it's a chimpanzee. Like even a dog, like that's well trained, you've had your whole life, can snap on you. They're animals. They don't respond the same as people do. Even some people do respond that way, you know?
It's called The Roar, though, if you learn.
Is it like a competition show or a
No,
documentary?
it was literally, it was this rich couple
It's always rich people.
that just wanted to make this movie, and so they just continued, like they kept buying animals from zoos and stuff that like zoos were getting rid of, and just they filmed for like 10 years or something, and like several animals got put down because they kept biting people, and like
See, and that's
it's not funny.
unfair.
It's like it's sad, but
Yeah.
it's like what do y'all expect, man? Like they spent, I don't remember what it was. It was millions of dollars though, and then when the movie came out, it only made like $2 million or something. And
I believe
Ugh.
that for
That's
sure.
why people should not have too much money, because they do stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
And then the animal pays the price for it. It's so stupid.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So, piece of shit. I feel we've got Luffy and Konos thrown out there. Anyone else, or do we want to narrow it down? I'm kind of leaning
I don't,
Luffy because Konos
yeah, I don't
did
know
have
that
a
I feel like
plan. She just
Konos
didn't.
is.
Yeah. Konos had a
I guess
plan. It's just
Luffy.
she didn't fill them in on the plan. So it's not really that huge of a
Poor
deal.
Luffy.
Yeah. Okay, cool. We'll go
He
Luffy.
stole
Tell
Helm's
him middle of the
back.
night.
Yeah. It
No,
was his idea.
he tried to steal, but him and
Well,
Nami
it was
got
his
his
intent
food.
is bad enough.
The intent. It's
That's
the
true.
thought that counts.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
And then MVPs.
Robin.
I had Robin
I
down,
mean,
and I had Usopp down as well for the whole shit on the bottom of the ship for putting
what?
those
Wait, hold on, Derek. Say that again very clearly.
Say it for that one iTunes review.
Put away your hate boner for once,
I
Eric.
recommended Usopp a couple weeks ago as well.
Although the way he got all those dials was through lying through his teeth.
No,
He
for
was
real.
a rubber band.
I mean, that's
That's
true
true.
as
Wait, did he
well.
get those in exchange for his rubber band of
Rubber
doom and all that
bands.
shit he was
Yeah.
selling? Yes.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So I feel like
He's
we're
like, they're
giving it to
very
Robin.
rare. I'm the only
Yeah.
one that has rubber bands.
Oh man, now that I'm like looking at our spreadsheet with it, I kind of do want to give it to Robin more because she also got the MVPs in the first episode of this arc. It would just be a nice bookend.
Yeah, I
First
mean,
and
I feel
last.
like, yeah, I feel like
she
that's.
didn't fight as much, but like her smarts are always important and useful.
Yeah.
And she gave us that little nugget of Gold Roger that we got. And she has her little inside joke
Yeah,
of the gold fiasco, which makes me laugh.
and
So
she's
I
just
think, yeah.
having like she's just having fun for the first time in who knows how long too, because you know she didn't
Yeah.
do this shit with
Probably her
Crocodile.
life.
I right?
Yeah.
So
I mean,
okay.
because like, what? How old was she on the ship when she like destroyed all the marine
Like
ships or
eight,
whatever? They said
nine, eight or
she
nine?
was 8 whenever the 79 million berry bounty was placed on her head.
That's
Yeah,
crazy.
so she's had a rough life, for sure.
She
She's how
deserves
old
nice
now?
things.
Yeah.
She's 28 now. That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
rough.
And she's got to hang out with all these other yahoos that are like fucking 12.
They're so stupid.
Yep, that's true. Okay, so MVPs goes to Robin and piece of shit goes to Luffy. Cool. And then just to go through our end of arc stuff, any moments that are like standing out to you throughout this arc now that we're wrapping up?
So.
Probably just the Nolan stuff I really liked.
I did like
Yeah.
the flashback. I love the flashback for sure.
Yeah.
And then like Garrett said, the with the Southbird and Zoro walking with the Southbird and not not clicking to him at all. That was just getting funnier the longer it lasted. I loved it.
Yeah.
Now the Nolan stuff was like pro just about the best thing in the arc.
It really was. Yeah, very well done in that flashback. And I like it. I liked some of the Jaya moments too, specifically the with Bellamy. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I can't stand Bellamy, but I did like Luffy's scenes with Bellamy there. Like, I just felt like we got more character Luffy. So, yeah, I like the Jaya episodes in this one for sure. Anything that we are looking forward to going into the next arc?
I want to see Blackbeard, Whitebeard, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how long it's going to be till we see them again. Maybe some more Ace would be nice. And I want a new crew member. I know we just
Okay.
got one not too long ago, but I don't know.
I mean, this is the first arc we've went through without getting one, so.
Yeah, and I don't know how many people. I don't want to just keep adding a ton of people, but like I kind of do.
I get that for sure. Anything we want to leave behind?
Screaming.
Screaming,
Yeah.
okay.
Crying
Fair enough.
forever. I need Chopper to do something.
To tone it down.
Yeah, well, or just like he's good. Just be that. Like he's so
Remember that he
insecure.
is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can have more confidence in himself, kind of.
Yeah, because
Yeah,
he
like more
forget
often.
he's always like, oh my God, we need a doctor, everyone's dying. And they're like, you're the doctor.
Right, exactly. And like we only saw him fight a little bit this whole arc, and I want to see it. He's a pretty good fighter. So
Yeah, he
fight.
can handle himself.
Yeah.
Not to pop backwards,
No,
but
you're good.
there's something that Zoro is like feeling about himself or something, just a different level that he can hit. And like I think we just keep getting little hints of it. And I want to know what it, I want I'm ready to see what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
Yeah,
like whenever he was fighting
like he's building towards something.
Whenever he was fighting that dude who can make himself steel, what was that, number one, or Mr. Two?
No, number Mr. One was who would
Crocodile.
make himself steal.
Oh, yeah, that was number one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because,
Crocodile Zero, yeah.
because, like, he could, like, sense his sword, and then he's talking about, like, he was just able to dodge the rocks as they were falling, and then. Like even when he was just doing that little training thing in the second episode, 94, when he's like just chops that little rock in half, like he's feeling everything, trying to feel everything that's around him.
Yeah, he's like going into not like a weird state, but the animation, now that you say it, he's like it's not as he's as though he's not there. It's like he's inside of himself, 'cause when he was cutting up the rock, it was like just a black background, and then when he was figuring out before with Mr. One, it's like he was in a different plane of existence or something.
So we've had this conversation before, kind of. So it's like because I know I've asked you on a random whim what it's like to be in the zone for you, or how would you describe the zone? So maybe something like that, where he's not having to think or focus on what he's doing. That's what he's trying to get to, where he just does it. And
It's like Ultra Instinct.
yeah, it, yes, exactly. Yes. Dragon Ball fans know. Garrett froze. Okay. State of the world. So just an update, right now we have four warlords that we know of. We've got Mihawk, Jinbei, Don Quixote Doflamingo, and Bartholomew Kuma.
Who's that?
He was with he was with Doflamingo when we met him.
Oh,
He
he
did,
must have not been a very long one. Oh, okay.
I don't think he said anything. He's a very quiet person. And then we've got, let's see, crew bounties, just an update, because we have not got any updated bounties for where we are at right now, which it would make sense that we're not going to, because this is in the Sky Island where nobody knows what's happening. So crew bounties haven't changed at all. We got Luffy at 100 million, Zoro at 60 million, and Robin at 79 million. And then the we've got Captain of the Ark. Who do we think for Captain of the Ark?
I mean, I feel
Is
like
it
I'm
weird to
gonna
say
sound,
Robin?
that's what I was gonna say. I was like,
He
I'm gonna
was.
sound like a broken record, but like,
I was
we
kind of
know a
thinking
lot of
Robin too.
stuff. We know a lot of stuff because of her.
We do. I kind of
Right.
wanted to give it to Luffy. So Garrett, I know we kind of lost you for a little bit. So we're on Captain of the Ark right now, and trying to figure out who is the most important for this arc.
Be Noland too, or like both him and Kagura for being BFFs.
Part of me says Luffy, but also just because the whole, if he would have been able to be electrocuted, everybody would have been fucked right now. So
How about Luffy and Robin?
Luffy and Robin, somewhere. Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're all leaning Robin. I really
Yeah,
do.
because like earlier I was gonna say, but I didn't want to like jump ahead, but if she started off the arc being MVPs and closed it off also, then I feel like that's just connecting the.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Okay. Yeah, that's absolutely fair. Cool. So we will go with Robin. And then next, we are doing a tier maker with our characters of this arc. So let me share my screen here.
You should just put Usopp's picture on it.
I should. Okay. So first off, we've got we're gonna go through the crew members here real quick. Luffy, where do we want to put Luffy? Elite? Is that Garrett's pointing
I
up?
mean, I feel like,
Elite for
yeah,
sure.
he's
Okay.
the best fighter, at least, yeah.
Okay. Zoro, I feel like he's also going in Elite because I know we're
Most
down.
definitely. Yeah, of course. Of
Zoro
course.
fan club for sure. Robin.
Elite.
Elite. Elite.
Yeah.
Winner
Is
of the
there a
arc.
tier above Elite? Because
Robin tier.
it's called Robin, yeah.
oh, that'd be oh, that's lit.
Oh yeah. Okay,
Yeah,
we'll have to
should.
keep that in mind for
And all
next
the
arc.
animals go there. Yes. All animals are Robin tier.
Sanji.
Elite.
We put him
I
in
just wish
Elite.
solid?
we
I don't know.
saw,
He didn't
yeah,
do it.
because I want to see more
Man.
Sanji
This is just for
fighting.
this arc, right? Or
Yes,
is this
just for
every?
this
Okay.
arc.
You know
Yeah,
what? I
because
could have he was
thinking
out for a
ahead.
lot of it.
He was.
Well, yeah.
I mean, no, we can. I can move it. Like, are we sticking with solid, or do we want to go down? Do we want to go
Solid.
up? Solid. Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay with solid.
Yeah, he did fuck up the balloon or the whatever, the insides of Inara's ship.
Yep, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Could have been
And
better.
could have been
Chopper.
better. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. He knows it too.
No.
I don't
Nami. Say average.
average. Yeah.
Average? Okay, because I know she did bad things. Like, I know she got pretty annoying at some points in the arc, but she also
That one
came.
thing
She
saved
did
her.
come through,
She
Yeah.
did
Yeah.
come in pretty clutch at several points, too.
Yeah.
Don't ask there, just do it.
Oh, he was useful though this
I was
time.
gonna say
No,
we actually gave Usopp the MVP
feel like he's
since
average. Yeah, I think he pulled up.
I think he did.
He
Like
did
I
it.
felt like he
He did
did
it.
he had a couple good moments in this arc.
Oh
Like
yeah,
God, there.
average
This
is
photo
a
you chose
huge
for
improvement.
Eneru. Huh? Oh, I know. The picture I chose for Eneru. I had to get the
Also like,
face.
it looks like
Dude,
his face is melting.
I fucking love that part whenever he couldn't shock Loki, his jaw dropped. Shit was so funny.
I know, I had a different picture of him and I was like, wait, no, I need to get the face. Mont Blanc Cricket.
Say
Nothing.
average.
Yeah,
average, solid, something like that. He's
Who
cool.
did build in the ship to get up there?
I don't know
Oh,
why.
true.
We're moving Ace further down because he's with other people. Bellamy.
Oh, he sucks.
Barely remember the guy.
Yeah, he
So I
was just
feel
like a
he's
whiny rich
there.
guy. Yeah,
So
he's Usopp.
Usopp. Okay.
Yeah.
Sarkis.
Oh, they're Usopp as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
They're
I
just
didn't.
henchmen, right?
I don't even
Yeah.
remember.
Yeah. I would have put him there anyway because I just remember he had the line about wanting to buy Nami or something like that.
Oh, gross. That was him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blackbeard.
Don't really know much about him yet.
Yeah.
I
TBD.
mean, yeah.
TBD.
TBD.
Okay. Don Quixote,
Oh.
Doflamingo.
Elite.
I was gonna say some of these people for looks alone,
Right?
it's
No,
elite.
I don't know. I mean, like, he seems really cool. So I feel like he made a good
Solid.
impression, so solid.
Okay.
Because I remember
Bartholomew.
him, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Bartholomew Kuma.
The only new
Could have
note.
been
TBD?
better. I don't know.
TBD.
I don't
Okay.
know.
Hawkeye Mihawk.
Did we see him this arc?
We did. He was
I
there
do
with
not remember that. Oh,
Doflamingo
he
and
was at the
Kuma.
meeting.
He didn't say
Yeah.
anything because he went there just to see what the Straw Hats were up to.
Yeah. Notice how
He's my
Derek placed
favorite
him.
non-main character.
Derek placed him without even asking.
No, Garrett said
Oh,
it. Okay.
okay. I
Don't
mean,
put
live
the.
action Mihawk. That guy's pretty elite.
We
Elite.
had two people leaning toward elite here. Okay.
I think you can chop a ship in half with one blade swing, like you serve elite wherever
Maybe
you
that's what
are.
Zoro is trying to learn how to do.
Maybe so. Yeah, or maybe get better than that. You know, chop
Well,
an
see,
island in
that's what I was
half.
thinking, because like he didn't slice, he like cut it with air.
Yeah, right. Like he made the force with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Or maybe
Admiral
this is.
Sengoku.
Fuck is
Goku?
that? TBD.
It's TBD, okay.
I remember about 30% of these people.
Yeah.
He's the fleet admiral, so the meeting with Doflamingo, Kuma, Mihawk, Sengoku was the one leading it.
Dude, I was just there a few weeks ago and I barely remember him. I bet y'all are like, well.
Sengoku
Yeah.
is the head honcho of the Marines. There is nobody higher in the Marines than Sengoku. Gonfall.
Pretty solid.
Yeah.
Solid? Okay. Pierre.
Pierre. Elite.
Elite? I fucking knew it. Conus. Could have been better.
Solid. Solid.
Or no,
Solid. She had
she
that
did
big
have that.
bazooka at the end. She
Yeah,
changed all
she had
the
the bazooka.
And so Whitney, I've got a question for you because this is something you mentioned a couple weeks ago and it popped into my head the other day. I know you didn't like Honus for a while.
Yeah.
And I know you also mentioned that she reminded you of Kaya a little bit. Is that maybe the reason that you didn't like her at the beginning is because she subconsciously reminded you of Kaya?
Yeah, a little bit. And she was just so like demure, and I was just like, this girl's too much. But then she like a switch flipped and she snapped, and I loved it.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. Paguya, the man that comes back from death.
I'm sorry, I'm alive. don't
You know
know.
what?
I mean,
We should put him in Usopp
from
just because he came back from being alive or from being
being
dead.
blasted. I think
Was helpful though. They kind of like broke the law to help them, right? Could have been better.
I
I feel
mean,
like
yeah,
at
we could that
least.
or average is fine.
I'm good with average. I was just kidding, but Wiper.
I don't know.
Oh.
Based on looks, he's elite, but he did lose his shit like too many times. So I don't know.
He did.
Solid?
Hey, the
I would kind of
impact player
lean,
alarm
I
six
kind of
times.
want to lean average.
Average?
Yeah, just, I mean, he did have his moments, but most of the arc he was pretty
Yeah.
He's hot though.
shitty.
Yes, he
So we're
is.
moving him up a tier just for being
We don't have
hot.
to do that. It's fine.
Yes, we
In my
are. No,
mind,
it's
I'll do
fine.
that.
We can do that. We can do whatever we
We
want.
should do like a hotness tier.
Yes. Are you kidding? And the bottom is still Usopp.
That's too bad.
That's
Not the live
awful.
action one. He's cute. He's fine.
He is cute, yeah.
Yeah.
Locky. Usopp. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Damn.
I mean, she did.
Could have been
She got
better.
the MVP spot. I would, yeah, I'm good with could have been
Did
better.
she?
She did get the
Remember
MVP once,
that.
yeah.
Wait, why?
what, for real?
Huh? Yeah, she did. We gave her the MVP once.
Because
Uh,
we thought
what?
she sacrificed herself.
Because she sac
Oh,
yeah, she
maybe.
sacrificed herself to get information to Wiper. That didn't matter.
Did
Did
she,
she?
though?
I mean, it did. It just didn't help anybody.
She didn't die, so did she really
Yeah, she didn't
sacrifice
die.
herself? She thought she was sacrificing herself, and it's the
So
thought that
she could have been
counts.
better. She could have been better. She could have
Could have
died.
been better, and then move it up one
Couldn't
for
die.
hotness. Could have been better. Move it up one for hotness. So average.
Robin wannabe.
I mean,
Exactly.
that's true. Isa. I feel like Isa
She's
was
all right.
solid.
Ugh.
I don't know about solid. Maybe
She
average.
got on my nerves.
Average?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like Isa.
She was cute at the end, though, when she was getting her haircut.
She was.
Average
I can
is
get my
fine.
haircut too. It's fine.
Gamakiri.
Oh, elite, elite. Love that guy.
He's
No, you can
cool.
put him in solid, I guess.
He's
What, I don't know.
solid.
What do you guys want?
Okay.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
I like him.
And Kagura.
Elite.
Elite.
Elite. I'm all for it. I love
Him and
Kagura.
Noland.
Yeah.
Nolan. Okay, we'll just throw Nolan right up there too.
BFFs.
Oh,
They
for
need to be next
sure.
to each other.
Yep, they're right next to each other. Moose.
Jesus. Could have been better.
I
Okay, I don't know.
don't know.
Human
Forgettable.
sacrifice?
Could have died. Could have died.
Could have died? Okay, it's a TBD. Eneru. I really want to put this motherfucker
I know, I do too, but he was a formidable villain, though
Usopp.
nothing that he did mattered because everyone's alive.
Nothing he did mattered. He was like strong, but
He did
yeah.
destroy the land. He did destroy quite a bit
Everything
of their
he did
stuff.
was fucking pointless. Like,
Yeah.
we kind of talked about it before. Like, all of these villains that we've had so far, like Arlong had these big lofty goals, and Crocodile had these big lofty goals, and stuff that could change the world. Eneru's was to travel. He wanted to go somewhere and just felt like killing everybody before he left for no fucking reason. Like
That's
there was a
true. He sucks.
literally no reason to do what everything that he did. And we don't even
He
know
does
anything,
suck.
and he didn't have a background story either. We know nothing about the guy. Like,
Yeah.
I think he was pretty poorly written.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we still have the freak out phase. I love it. Gadatsu.
Trying to be Usopp, right? I mean, dude
I,
didn't even.
he for he
He's
couldn't
the
figure
one
out what
that
he was to.
couldn't talk
Yes.
outside of his mind. Yeah, he
Yes.
sucked. And he had his eyes rolled in the back of his head and
Yes.
what an idiot. What an idiot. Well, the worst warrior angel.
That's another reason that Enru should be in Usopp because he hired Gadatsu.
Yeah.
So, question about this next dude.
Okay.
Is
Yama.
that the same guy who's like this is our land now, whenever the island like shot up to the sky.
It
No,
looked like him,
I don't think
but
so. It did look like him, but I don't think so.
maybe it's his
Did he
ancestor.
die? Because Robin killed him.
Oh, she killed
Robin
the shit out of
absolutely
him.
killed him.
He annihilated that guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking dead.
Okay. He can go into Usopp too because he was ruining all the ruins.
He
He
did ruin all
was.
the ruins.
I feel like all these
Shura.
henchmen kind of just blow.
Yeah,
Yeah, they really did suck.
I mean the not this guy, but the next guy. He
Ohm.
I mean he had a cheap sword, but I mean he gave Zoro a tough time.
Okay. So you're gonna do could have been better for him?
Cool with that.
Okay.
Usopp.
What is that?
Satori
This
goes right to Usopp. It's the
special,
dumpling man.
the sphere guy.
Yeah.
Ho Yes, him.
Oh.
Everybody with headphones on loves that right now.
I know. They're
Ho
fucking loving
ho.
it.
Caw-caw.
And then next, Natasha Romanoff herself, the servant girl that was undercover behind
I was
Eneru.
like, is that Conus again?
I was like, who is this?
When
Who
I
is
was
that?
arranging the pictures, I thought it was Kona Sir for a second. I was like, wait, no, that's the servant girl.
Usopp, because I don't know who the fuck that
Yeah, not important at all.
No, she was super important. We just don't know what she did. It's like Natasha Romanoff. She's just in and out.
You're making that up.
Kind of.
Natasha was way more important.
Yeah.
I mean, but
She
nobody knows
literally
what she.
sacrificed herself.
Nobody knows what Black Widow did. Nobody knows what this girl did here. She was the key to
But
Eneru's
Peggy Carter
downfall.
knows what Natasha did.
Oh.
Little what if shipping for you there?
Oh, I just got that. Okay. Oh,
I was gonna say
excuse
Peggy was totally retired from SHIELD before Natasha joined.
Not in What If.
Not in What If. You are correct. Fine, we can put Natasha Servant Girl in Usopp.
Unnamed character. That's what it is. Ace is elite.
Elite.
Elite,
Ace,
elite,
we're
elite.
still putting him in Elite. Okay.
And
Oh
so
is
yeah, hell yeah. This
Mr.
elite.
Two.
Wonderful.
Yes, Mr.
Yes,
Two.
elite. I was looking at our photo with him the other day, Whitney, because I was trying to pick pictures for my desktop, my computer background, and I was like, oh,
Yeah.
look at this guy.
That guy's elite too.
Yeah.
Best cosplay.
Shouts to you, sir.
Okay, and Crocodile.
I
Do we
can't remember
still
where we
feel
met him.
he's the
we
best villain we've had.
So
yeah,
Ace,
solid.
Mr. Two, Crocodile, these last three, they were all in Elite last year. They transferred over to this arc because they were in Elite last arc. So
I
do we
mean,
still feel like he's an Elite tier character? I still
well,
kind
he's
of want to put
better
him
than
there.
Inaru.
That's for
Yeah.
sure. Like I still want to put him at top tier, I think.
He had a good plan.
Okay.
He did. Crocodile was pretty good.
Just he ran into Luffy.
I mean, it's true. Okay, I'm not hearing any arguments. So here, look. We have
I
so.
guess solid. I don't know.
They're not solid
It's
now?
less,
Okay.
it's just
I
because it's
think.
less memory of him now at this point. I mean, I still know who he
Yeah,
is, but
that's
yeah.
hard.
Okay.
The
I mean, that's why
effect
we're
has
doing it
worn
this.
off, I think.
And then that's why we're transferring over to see how long the effect of these characters still sticks with you.
He gave me
So
the most traumatizing scene in the
that's
Oh,
fair.
yeah.
Dr. Kureha.
I love her.
Pretty great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give her solid.
Solid. Okay. We'll put her right next to here. Look. And that does it for our character rankings.
I'm sad Smoker hasn't made it.
Smoker, he's never been elite tier. Yeah, I think I can't remember where we put him last arc. I know he was absolutely in last arc. I don't remember where we put him though. Anything else before we head on out of here and jump on to the Water Seven arc?
Water seven.
Water Seven is the next arc, and the people that are listening to us that know the Water Seven arc are like jumping up and down in excitement right now.
So this is
Better be
past what
good.
I've seen, yes.
Huh?
This is
Yeah.
past what I've seen.
Yes.
So what episode starts this arc?
So 196 to 206 is filler. And then there is a 13 episode canon arc, which we're going to be jumping into now. So next week's episodes are going to be 207 to 213. We are doing six episodes, because so or sorry, seven episodes. So what we're going to try to do is knock this 13 episode arc out in 2 weeks instead of three. So we're going to do seven episodes next week and six the week after. So next week will be 207 to 213. The following week will be 214 to 219. And then there's a few episodes of filler. So 226 will be the first episode where it actually pertains to Water 7. Though this next like small location we're going technically is part of the Water 7 arc. It just doesn't have anything to do with
Is
it.
it because there are seven of them? Are there seven of them on the crew?
I am not going to answer that question. I'm just going to leave you thinking. Even though I
Too many
technically could.
numbers.
No, it has nothing to do with the crew members.
Okay. Horcruxes, there's
Thanks for
seven.
spoiling it, Derek. God.
Okay, so like I said, next week's episodes 207 to 213. And again, I highly recommend watching the 10 episode filler arc that is between now and then because it's really good. It's great.
I do too.
I probably won't have time to watch 17 episodes between now and then, so
It's
I'll
fair.
answer your question for next time. We'll see if I can
All
get those seven in.
right. Well, I guess we'll go ahead and head on out of here. And thank you everyone so much for listening. And you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Going Merry Pod. You can also send us emails at strawhatpod@gmail.com. It's always weird like seeing that typed out because
Straw what?
yeah, that's what it looks like. It's straw what pod. And then you can also support the show by leaving a rating and feedback on your platform of choice. It is very much appreciated. So I hope everyone has a fantastic week. See ya.
Deuces.
Farewell.